the executive order actually prevented the clerk's office from intaking certain eviction filings as it relates to people who don't have the ability to pay. It's not across the board. It is not a prohibition or a moratorium on those evictions that are in the pipeline. Remember, it takes a long time for the eviction process. So those people that are now subject to what is the final act, which is called a writ of possession, that's the final order that's issued by the judge where the person is actually removed from the property. A lot of those have been in play and have been in the legal process for maybe 6-7 months. So that's not related to COVID. So right now is the only way that that would not proceed is if the judge who issued that writ of possession decided to stay the writ of possession. I have no authority over that. Once the court issues the order and the court issues the writ of possession, then we have to serve it. There have been some judges that have stayed writs of possession and some have not. It gets into some very sensitive areas, and some of it is controversial to a degree because it affects property owners' rights. And while everybody wants to be sensitive to and cognizant of the renters, is that sometimes there's more at play other than somebody lost their job and inability to pay. Some people aren't doing the right thing by the landlord, and some people are causing problems, and there's other issues there. So I think that's why the governor's order was limited, but it was billed as this huge, as you noted at first, some big, huge moratorium on evictions where evictions can't move forward. That's simply not the case. It's pretty narrow and really affects those today forward or from the time it was entered forward and their inability to pay.